David Ensley is the Chief of Research and Data Analysis for the Florida Department of Corrections.
Right now we've got about 96,700 inmates. That's down from, we were over 102,000 in late 2010. So the population has decreased in recent years.
And Prison Chief Julie Jones says that prison population decline can be attributed to a number of factors.
We have sheriffs, we have individuals and communities that are actively trying to use supervision in lieu of incarceration. We have the legislature passed for the department. Starting several years ago, we piloted alternative sanctions, which means if you're on probation, we're going to give you several bites at the apple and give you intense supervision. And if you violate a technical violation, we're not going to send you back to prison. We're going to send you back to court.
For example, Jones says if a technical violator of probation is sent back to court, her prison agency will ask a judge to get the inmate into some sort of program. Still, a recent study states probation violations account for 15% of Florida inmates going back to prison. That same study by Florida State University's Project on Accountable Justice also finds inmates with long prison terms make up about half of the state's prisoner population. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.